Hey family, how are you tonight? I hope you're blessed. I'm praying you're blessed. Last week or so, I've actually had this, I guess, word in my heart that comes from the Holy Spirit. It's that I need to step back from media, step back from what's going on in such a current pace, such a current manner. And I couldn't tell you why. Last time he did this to me, I didn't watch TV, movies, or get the news for about 2 years, and then I got to hear his voice in a very clear manner. I just know he's telling me to back off all the media stuff, all the social media stuff, so I'm going to obey him. It's not something I'm excited about because, to be honest with you, I've kind of built up a habit of finding out what's going on in the world. It doesn't seem like the time where you can afford to take your eyes off of what's happening. But I'm going to take my eyes off this, and I'm going to look toward him because I think he can give me a clearer picture of what's really going on. So, wouldn't mind your prayers, but today I really want to pray for you. Not because you need it, but because if two or more gather together in his name, he's in the midst. And because if one can send 1,000 angels to flight, two can send 10,000. So why not join together in the name of Jesus and watch his glory expand in our lives and the lives of those around us so we can see more of who he is. He is a multifaceted diamond, and it would take all of eternity to see all the sides of God. But remember, he is light, in him there is no darkness, not even a shadow when he turns. So let's look steadfast on the Lord Jesus today, and for all eternity, we'll learn something new about the Father of our hearts. So Father, I thank you that you are so expansive, that if we're willing to take the limitations off, we won't see our life is going through a small door with a frame, but we will see our life as an ever-expanding journey that we could always grow to know more about you. I come in agreement with my family, and I just ask that you would send thousands of angels to flight on our behalf, Father, in our finances, in our body, where we are being attacked by the enemy, family members, people we haven't met yet, our day tomorrow, things in the past, any problem financially or legally. Thank you, Father, for coming toward our life right now with angels that minister revelation to us and give us gifts that we could give to others. Come and speak to us on your behalf. And I thank you, Father, that Jesus comes in the midst of our hearts and our lives and our minds, and he shows us the openness of his heart, that he was pierced in his side so that we could be nourished from his love. Lord Jesus, I thank you. You are worthy. You are holy. And I praise you and I lift you up. As you yourself said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That was after the disciples said, Lord, if you'll show us the Father, then we'll believe that you are the Messiah. And you said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Haven't I been with you long enough? Well, Jesus, we've never met you, but you told Thomas, blessed are those who have believed and have not yet seen. We believe now because we know we will see. And we just thank you that as our belief is expanded and our limitations are broken off of our lives, that happens now, becoming new creatures, being filled by your Holy Spirit, that you would give us a glimpse of who you are. That we would see you because we have believed. That we would experience you because of who you are and because of the living way that you offer us even today. So I thank you, Father, for this blessing. And I ask that you would allow us and help us and encourage us, give us the strength and ability and the will to keep that blessing so that we could hold on to it and give it to those around us. Father, if we obtain your blessing, we'll be a blessing. And I thank you, family, that you reach out, you push toward, you enter in to whatever, past whatever it is trying to hold you back until you encounter the blessings of the Father. Because then you'll be a blessing and you'll change the world. I love you, family. In Jesus' name.